As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is the last day of Mary's probation. And since her probation officer, Uncle Henry Lunsford, has sent in an unfavorable report to the reformatory, it looks as though she'll soon be taken away from Lum and Abner. As we look in the little community today, we find that it's evening. The old fellows are in their Dollum Down store and library. Lum is trying to put through a long-distance call.
Oh, I see. Well, keep trying to get hold of him for me, Maney. Well, this is important. Yeah. No, I'll be at the store here. All right, Maney. Thank you. Goodbye.
Law me, Lum, if you ain't been able to get hold of Mr. Barthorpe at the reformatory all day, you surely ain't going to get him this evening.
Well, we've got to keep trying, though, Abner. With Mary's probation term's up at midnight tonight, so anything we do, we got to do for them.
I still don't see what we can do, though, Lum. We know Mr. Barstow's got Uncle Henry's letter by now. That report he sent in, telling him what law she broke and all that.
Yeah, I know, but I figured if I could just get to talk to Mr. Barstow direct before he makes his final decision on Mary's case, well, maybe I could tell him a few things.
What kind of things?
Oh, I'd tell him what a narrow-minded, ornery critter Uncle Henry Lunsford is, and how he's got himself prejudiced against Mary and all that.
Well, would Mr. Barstow believe you, though?
I can't tell you that. It's just be my word again, Uncle Henry's.
Of course, I reckon they'd listen to him before they would you, though, Lum, on account of him being the official probation officers and all.
Yeah, that's right. But we got to try everything we can to keep Mary from being sent back there to the reformatory.
Oh, yeah. We can't let that happen, no way. Dadgummit, I got the hiccups again.
Wait a minute, that's our ring. Maybe Mamie finally got connected with Mr. Barstow.
Doggies, I hope so.
Abner, go get yourself a glass of water and take 10 swallers. Get shut of them hiccups.
Yeah.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Lum Edwards talking. Oh, what do you want, Uncle Henry? Yeah, well, we'll be here at the store. No, we won't leave. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Goodbye. That was our beloved town marshal. Said he's coming over to give us some important news. Did that water help you any, Abner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it helped me fine. I'm all over him now.
Yeah, good. Oh, for goodness sake.
Wait a minute. I'll take 10 more swallows.
Well, you can't keep that up all day.
I just sort of lost count of the other time there, I believe. Maybe I just taken 8 or 9.
Well, keep track this time.
Yeah.
I ain't very anxious to hear this news Uncle Henry's bringing us. Bound to be bad news. Otherwise, he wouldn't bother to tell us.
Yeah, I believe I'm all right now. I reckon what the news is, Mom.
Oh, that ain't hard to tell. More than likely got orders to... Wait a minute. Maybe that's Mamie with my call. Just a second.
Yeah.
Hello, Jotham Down Store. Ma? Oh, you finally got the call through, huh? Huh? Oh. Won't be back till tomorrow, huh? No use trying to get Mr. Barstow tomorrow, because that'll be too late. Yeah, well, much obliged anyways, Mamie. Ma? Oh, he's fine. Got the hiccups right now.
I'm over him.
He's over him, he says. Yeah, I'm sorry to cause you so much trouble. Goodbye. Yeah, I reckon that sort of concludes that. We can't get him.
Mr. Barstow won't be back till tomorrow, huh?
No, so he's more than likely made his final decision on Mary by now.
Yeah.
And that's more than likely the news that Uncle Henry's bringing us.
Doggies, Lum, what are we going to do anyway?
I don't know, Abner. I'll try to get Uncle Henry to listen to reason.
Well, we've done tried that, Lum. He won't listen to no reason or nothing else. All he does is just talk about doing his duty. That's all he talks about.
Right, I reckon.
About all you can do to change his mind, just whop him on top of the head or scare him half to death, one.
Yeah, he's stubborn as a blue-nosed mule.
Oh, yeah.
Or wait a minute. I believe you give me an idea there, Abner.
I did? Well, good for me. Can I whop him first?
No, we ain't gonna whop him. We're gonna scare him.
I believe whopping him'd be quicker,
Well, that wouldn't do no good, though. Now, here's what we can do. We'll get his conscience to scare him into changing his mind about Mary.
Well, how are you going about doing something like that?
It'll be easy.
Huh?
You're going to be his conscience.
Huh?
Quick as Uncle Henry gets here, why, you say you got to get home, and then you go
Well, wait a minute now, Lum. I don't want to be Uncle Henry's consciousness or nothing else.
Well, you got to do this, Adnan. Then you go outside, but instead of going home, you go around to the side of the store and stand just outside the window there. Stand in the shadow so Uncle Henry can't see you.
Well, Lum, I don't know how to be an old conscientious. I never taken up that word.
The word is conscience.
Oh.
And I'll tell you just exactly what to do. First, you start out by calling out his name in a mysterious voice.
Mysterious voice?
Yeah, sort of like a conscience would talk. If
I don't know how a conscience talks, Lum. I heard Benny
Marvis. And from then on, just try to make him ashamed of himself for picking on a 12-year-old youngin' like Mary.
All right, I'll try. Now, I get on to what you're talking about. I still don't know if I'll make a good conscientious or not.
Conscience, not conscientious.
Oh, well, whatever you call it, I don't know whether I'll make a good one or not.
Wait a minute, Yonner, he comes out there now.
Yeah.
Now, be careful what you say.
Yeah, I will.
Just try to make him ashamed of himself. Maybe he'll change his mind and change the recoil.
I hope he does.
It's our only chance.
Well, howdy, Abner.
Howdy, Uncle Henry.
Yeah, come on in.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
What's this big news you got for us, Uncle Henry? Have you just arrested some 5-year-old young'un for speeding on his tricycle?
Now, listen here, Lum Eckert. Don't forget, when you talk to me, you're talking to the law. Oh,
no danger of nobody forgetting that, the way you keep reminding folks of it all the time.
I'm just doing my duty, that's all. When the citizens of Pine Ridge elected me town marshal, I take an oath to perform my duty. And by Jasper, that's what I'm a-doing. And remember this, too. I don't make the laws. You can't blame me for them. All I do is see that the laws is lived up to.
That's interesting.
Just doing my duty. Yes, sure, Bob. Got to stick to the law.
Thanks, Bonhanger. What are you putting up this defense for yourself for? By the way, your conscience couldn't be bothering you, could it?
Why, of course not. My conscience is clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. Yes, sirree, Bob.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see about that. Abner, don't you have to get home? Didn't Elizabeth call you or something?
Why, no, she... that's right. Yeah, you might not have forgot about that.
That's better.
Yeah, I got to get right home right now.
Well, wait a minute. Wait till I tell you the news. Here it is, right here. This telegram I got from Mr. Barstow today.
Oh, what does he say?
Well, he says he got my report and they've decided that Mary goes back.
Oh,
I'm supposed to take her back to the reformatory first thing tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's right.
Oh, my.
Just read the telegram. Here, read it yourself.
I don't want to see it or nothing.
Well, Abner, you better get on home.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you fellas later. Tomorrow, I mean.
Yeah, tell Mary to get her duds together, because I want to leave early as I can.
Well, Uncle Henry, are you proud of yourself for what you've done now?
Yeah, it ain't a matter of pride, though. It's a matter of doing my duty. I don't like to have to do this no better than you do, but the law is the law, and, well, we've got to stick by it.
Yeah, of course you know, Uncle Henry, sometimes it don't hurt to mix a little common sense up with the law.
But, Lum, the law's the law, and my gesture...
Just a second, I forgot to open... I mean, I think I better open the window. It's getting kind of stuffy in here, special since you come in.
Now, just exactly how do you mean by that remark, Lum?
Oh, nothing. Better stand over here, Uncle Henry. This cool air is good for you.
Well, you gotta be running on, Lump. I don't want to get plenty of sleep tonight. That's a long trip I got to make.
Uncle Henry.
Huh?
Uncle Henry.
What was that?
What was what?
Didn't you hear? Somebody was calling my name.
Excuse you, I never heard nothing.
Well, you must have.
Uncle Henry.
There. There it is again. Did you hear that?
No, I never heard a thing. You must be imagining stuff, Henry. Do you feel all right?
Uncle Henry.
Who said that? Who is it?
It's your conscientious.
Conscience.
There. It answered you, Lum.
Answered me? I never said nothing.
Are you sure you never, Lum?
Granny, I ought to know whether I'm talking or not, Orton.
Well, yes, I reckon so.
Oh, Uncle Henry, ain't you ashamed of yourself?
Are you positive you can't hear nothing?
Oh, I can hear a tree toad once in a while. That's about all, though.
Uncle Henry, how can you send a 12-year-old young'un to the reformatory?
Well, I ain't sending her there myself. I'm just doing my duty.
For goodness sakes, Henry, who are you talking to?
Why, I'm talking to... Oh, that's right. You can't hear it, can you?
Can't hear what? Granny, you must be out of your head or something.
No, Sherry, I ain't out of my head.
Well, there must be something wrong with you. You're acting awful peculiar.
Uncle Henry, you'll never be able to sleep again. Not never in your whole life if you don't change your mind about Mary.
I tell you, I'm just doing my duty.
You'll never be able to sleep again.
The law's the law.
You'll never be able to sleep again.
Uh-oh.
No, sir, you'll never be able to...
Somebody's going to get whopped on the head if they ain't got sense enough to shut up.
Well, you know if your conscience can have the hiccups?
Why, yeah, sure.
They can't.
Especially if your conscience is upset. Yeah, I've heard a lot of cases like that. All serious cases, too. I recollect one case where a feller did something he knowed down deep in his heart was the wrong thing to do, and his conscience got the hiccups so bad that it finally affected the feller himself, and he died from it.
Died? Oh, my goodness alive.
I told you that somebody don't have Uncle Henry's conscience. It's a glass of water. I'm going to die, too.
Glass of water? I doggy. By Jasper, I thought there was something funny going on.
Now, wait a minute, Uncle Henry. Come back here. We never meant no harm.
I never said you did. All I'm going to do is go out and arrest my conscience for false impersonation, deceiving an officer of the law, and for peeking in the windows. By Jasper, I'll show 'em.